Joined here by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Mustang Boys. It's conference play at home this week for the Mustangs. Winston tonight, East Harrison on Friday night. There is not a tournament per se at Tri-County, so the closest thing they have to a tournament at home, little trip to Gilman City, that's coming up next week. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Excited about getting back into conference games.
Yeah, Winston tonight. That's a big game. I just got off the horn with Coach Warford over at Pattonsburg. You know, I was talking about not Pattonsburg King City, but Pattonsburg is playing Worth County on Friday. I described that game as kind of a swing game, as a game that could go either way. I look at the boys game tonight, Winston at Tri-County. Depending on who plays whom and who plays well, I could see that going either way by the morning.
I think it's one of those that we played them close last time. We had them within 4 points at halftime, but we kind of went away from the game plan. Winston always shoot really well on their floor. So I think it's one of those that I'm ready to get back into our court, our home crowd. And we have a pretty good game plan going into it. Winston's a tough team. They're well-disciplined, but I think our boys are ready for a little bit of a comeback. We took some lumps in the South Harrison tournament, but had a good couple practices put together, and I think we're ready for back in the conference play.
The lumps that you took, Coach, and you know, certainly Princeton is a tough team. I'm going to see him again tonight, but that was not as competitive as you wanted. You lost to South Harrison by 10. Is a little bit of the slump that the boys had last week, does that just come back to how young you guys are around Derek Curtis?
I think so. Derek Curtis has been pretty consistent for us, but we've got a lot of young guys that they come out real confident one night, and they might shoot the ball really well, and then the very next game they could be completely opposite direction. Princeton is a talented and fast-paced team, and some of us kind of took a step back, and we worked hard in that game, but I think it really took a little bit of our pride going to that North Harrison game next. We got to be ready to play no matter who the opponent is, and sometimes that's a tough thing to do when you're young.
When the kids are so young, Coach, what's the best way to handle adversity? When you take a loss like to North Harrison on Wednesday night, you don't get into a third game. Do you kind of try to do the best you can to have the kids learn from that loss, or do you kind of flush it? Say, hey, that's we didn't play as well as we can. Let's get ready for Winston. How do you approach it with the guys?
It depends on the game. For that one specifically, I was pretty frustrated that first night, but come the next day, I told them, I was like, it was just a bad tournament for us, and I needed them to understand that they can play better than that. They have to know that deep down, and that it wasn't their best effort, it wasn't their best game, so they have to move on from there. Don't let that be something that you stake your season on, but something to move forward from.
If I just kind of look at your scores, Coach, and obviously the Princeton game got lopsided, and it's 36-point loss and those things, but generally you guys score well enough in the 50s and 60s for a lot of your games. You score well enough to win. It comes down to defense getting more stops for the Mustangs right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I told them there early on that we need our opponents to stay below 60. And generally when we've been able to do that, we've been we've gotten the win or we've been really close to it. We're not going to be a team that's going to put up 70 points on any given night. So we got to get more defense. And so that's kind of what we've been working on more in practice, that most of our situations came down to defensive boards. Against North Harrison, against Princeton, we kept giving them second chance opportunities. And you can do everything right on defensive end, but if you give them three attempts, it's pretty hard to stay checked in, to stay disciplined that entire trip. So that's something we are really going to focus on tonight, is it's got to be one shot and done. And we've got to be able to prize the ball once we get it back.
Winston at Tri-County tonight. Homecoming night is a Friday night. It will be East Harrison at Tri-County Friday night at Jamesport. And the Gilman City Tournament next week. So things getting busy again for Tri-County boys basketball. Coach Lowry, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against the Redbirds.
Thank you.